the comforting image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. An image that brings hope. An image that brings guidance to our lives. This theme, Jesus being the Good Shepherd, is beautifully unfolded in today's scripture readings, all the three readings. In the first reading, Peter, the head of the apostles, played his pastoral role very well. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he spoke on behalf of the rest of Lord's disciples. Of course, his speech was a great success. This is because that speech led to the most significant conversion of souls ever recorded in the history of humankind by a single person in a single event. 3,000 converts converted to Christianity. The lesson here, it is quite simple. A shepherd who prepares himself and works with the Holy Spirit will become a powerful instrument of conversion in God's hands. Preparation and the blessings of the Holy Spirit. God knew that Peter was prepared and capable, so God gave him a great harvest of souls, 3,000 souls. In his letter, John, in his first letter, as we heard, he marvels at the love of the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. The profound identity, being the children of God, is not just a title that you and I are called children of the Heavenly Father, but it is an invitation to live in the likeness of our shepherd. As Jesus cares his flock, and each and every one of us are called to embody the Lord's nurturing love to one another. Recognizing that divine image imprinted on us, on each of us. The Gospel of John, John presents, Jesus describes about himself in his own words as the Good Shepherd. He distinguishes himself from the thieves, robbers who harm and scatter the sheep. Jesus, the gatekeeper, not only protects but assures life in abundance. The Lord says, I'm the gatekeeper. Anyone who enters through through this gate is saved. Kind of he receives the free pass to come and go. Because he finds in me great protection, whether inside or outside. His voice is familiar to those who follow him. They can be scattered, but his voice can pull them all together to one place. They recognize his call and trust in his guidance. The Good Shepherd offers everything for the sake of his flock. He does not believe in half measures. There's a Latin saying, aut optimum, aut nihil, translated, It is either all or nothing. He does not believe in half measures. Whoever believes in him receives abundantly. Who does not, doesn't enjoy that. Wonderful blessings. We must imitate Christ, the Good Shepherd, who dare the devil to save us. We must say like Christ, I am here. I am anointed one to take care of the sick, to take care of the orphans, the weak, the poor, the marginalized, and the oppressed. Saints, men and women, they believed in that. They said, I am here. We could list number of saints and women and men sacrificed themselves, interested themselves, committed themselves completely for this service. I am here. They become great light, great hope, great pride, being shepherds to those people entrusted to their care. And we are invited to be light, to be hope, to be pride and shepherd to those people who look for. As good shepherd, each one of us has a responsibility towards someone. You have a lot of ministries here at St. Mary's. You're all good shepherds, those who participate voluntarily in different ministries, especially those who take communion to the homebounds. I have my own wish and I have my own blessings for them. They reach out to the people who are sick, homebound, abandoned, telling them, hey, never feel in yourself that you are left alone. We are here, being shepherds. When I talked to my parishioners and Our Lady of Peace, I told them, we have two sanctuaries, the church building. This is Holy of Holies, and then the other one is in the narthex, where you enter, where you share your love with your own friends, standing and talking. That is designed to be a sanctuary of shared experiences, a place where laughter mingles with the tears, fostering genuine friendships. These connections, what you make, are a source of solace, especially when one feels isolated. Ensuring that no one feels forsaken when they are burdened with illness or sorrow, especially when the immediate families are not all around. People always wait to see you there. Please spend some time. We all belong to a vast pasture, a field that stretches out outside the church. There are people waiting for us to embrace them, embrace us, a diverse and abandoned flock. We are invited to display our love. That's how we become the children of God. We are invited to display our consideration for them, be a beacon of comfort to those around us, assuring them, as I said, they are not alone. They are not alone, left alone. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, often talks about the church as a field hospital. The church must be ready as a field hospital to heal the wounds of its people. Relating this to the shepherd tending to injure sheep. So let us pray to Lord Jesus, our good shepherd, and we are all his good sheep. Let us pray to him. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. We thank you for the wonderful sacrifice that you were ready to see it on the cross, and your protection, Guide us in your paths. Help us to hear your voice and empower us to serve our neighbors in your name, being children of Heavenly Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.